Welcome to this short review about de-Googled phones. I'm Mike Adams, and I purchased three different phones that are de-Googled. And this means they're running an Android operating system that has no ties to Google whatsoever. Because, of course, Google is constantly tracking not only your location, but also your web browsing habits, all the websites you visit, everything you do on your phone is completely tracked by Google. A typical Android phone sends back something like 12 megabytes of data back to Google servers every day so that they can track you. And this information, of course, can be used against you in a court of law, even if you've done nothing wrong. If you don't believe me, look up geofencing warrants. You can be arrested or subject to arrest simply for being in a location where a crime took place, even if you had nothing to do with the crime and had no knowledge of the crime whatsoever. And of course, iPhones also track everything that you do because Apple is not a privacy company either. So I went out and bought three de-Googled phones. I'm going to tell you my choice after playing with these phones for several weeks. And I got to say, the experience that I had with these phones was much more positive than what I had anticipated. I thought that it was going to be a nightmare to use these de-Googled phones. I thought that none of the apps would work and things like that, but I was wrong. It turns out that these phones work very well. The experience was very smooth. I mean, again, I was kind of shocked by it. And so now I'm recommending de-Googled phones to everyone. And also, as a disclaimer, none of what I'm going to recommend here is in any way a sponsor. Nobody gave me free stuff. I actually went out and bought all these phones, or my company bought them, technically. So, you know, we paid for them, and we're not being compensated in any way whatsoever. So this is a straight-up review. None of these companies are even aware that I bought their phones. So, anyway, two of the phones were running basically the Graphene OS, which is the most popular de-Googled operating system, and it's very good. And then one of the phones I bought was running Calyx, I guess is how it's pronounced, Calyx OS, which is a privacy-focused version of the Android operating system. You can read about that at calyxos.org. That's C-A-L-Y-X. But the phone I ended up choosing and what I'm now recommending is it's based on the Graphene OS, and it's actually from a group called e.foundation, and that's their web address is e.foundation. You know, instead of a .com, you just write .foundation. So I know it's an odd web address, and I don't know much about e.foundation. I had heard about them a few months ago, and I got to say, it's been an incredible experience. So they offer a phone called the TerraCube 2E, which I didn't know anything about either. So apparently what happens, the e.foundation group, which, you know, they're very much pro-privacy, obviously, they go out and they buy these phones that are called the TerraCube 2E phones, which is from the TerraCube company that makes the hardware. And I'll tell you more about what I've learned about TerraCube here in a second. And then the e.foundation group loads their custom operating system onto the phone, and then they retail them for really a quite affordable fee. So I paid, I think, $329 for the TerraCube phone from eFoundation. And I also paid at least, I think, $600 from another Freedom phone group that they use Google Pixel 4s and Google Pixel 5s as their hardware phones. And then I bought a third one from a well-known reseller on eBay that customizes in these phones. So just to back up for a minute, first you got to realize the phone hardware is one choice that you make. Like, do you want to use a Google phone hardware? And then the second choice is the operating system. Now, believe it or not, I know this might be confusing, but most of the people running Graphene OS, de-Googled operating systems, are actually running them on Google hardware, the Google Pixel phones. And currently, I think, I don't know what version they're in, maybe 6 or something, but most of the de-Googled phones out there are Google Pixel 4 hardware or Google Pixel 5 hardware. And I know, again, I know that may sound contradictory, but just because the hardware comes from Google doesn't mean that the operating system has to be a Googled operating system. So anyway, those phones get wiped and people put the de-Googled operating system on them. But I decided I don't like the Google hardware. And here's why. You can't remove the batteries, which means you can't replace the batteries. And also, you can't really make those phones 100% private, because the only way to make a phone truly private is to take the battery out. And I think that Google hardware, and also iPhones are the same way, I think that they force you to not be able to remove the battery for two reasons. Number one, they want to surveil you all the time. And these phones can continue to track your location even if you have them turned off, as long as the battery is still in the phone. So those who know about security know that the only sure way to turn off your phone for real is to take the battery out or put it in a Faraday bag, you know, like a privacy bag, or maybe both if you're really concerned. So that's one thing. So the Google hardware, two of the phones that I had bought were Google hardware, and I decided I don't like them. But the other reason that Apple and Google, why they don't let you take batteries out of their phones, is because they want to force you to buy a new phone every 1 to 2 years as your battery loses capacity. So it's kind of it's a gimmick. It's a very wasteful gimmick. It's part of our throwaway society where you're supposed to buy something and then toss it in the landfill and then buy a new one, toss that in the landfill a couple years later. They want you to keep buying new phones. So they just make their phones obsolete by making sure you can't change the battery. Because a lot of these phones are perfectly good. If you could just put a new battery in it, it would suddenly be great again, right? Well, the TerraCube hardware. Yeah, you can go to myterracube.com. That's MyTerraCube.com. MyTerraCube.com. And again, I don't know anything about this company except what I've learned. This company is dedicated to making hardware for phones that is sustainable. That, and it's also, you can take the battery out, you can replace the battery, and it even supports two SIM cards. So you can, you know, have two different phone numbers, two different SIM cards in it, and it's very easy to get to. And that was one of the really wonderful surprises in this, was how easy it was to open up the MyTerraCube or TerraCube 2E phone. These phones are designed to last 4 years, according to the manufacturer. And because, you know, you can keep swapping out the battery if your battery goes bad. It's made with 25% recycled polycarbonate. It comes with its own case, which is great. And it's also a biodegradable case. And it comes with a screensaver, or like a screen shield, you know, the plastic layer on the screen. And I got to say, I mean, for $329, it's a really solid phone. And with the operating system from E.Dot Foundation on it, it's a de-Googled phone. So this became the perfect solution for me and my world, because I believe in privacy, but I also believe in sustainability. You know, I want to reduce waste, and I want to reduce landfill, and especially electronic waste, because it's so toxic to the planet. You know, I mean, I specialize in testing heavy metals in food. And where do those heavy metals come from? Well, a lot of times it's, you know, e-waste that then ends up leaching into rivers and streams that end up irrigating rice crops, for example. That's why we find a lot of lead and cadmium in rice, especially from China. It's because of the e-waste problem and the factories that are churning this stuff out as well. So when I learned about this, I actually got pretty darn excited about it. Here's a phone that's, the hardware is truly sustainable, and it's not Apple and it's not Google, so it's not these evil, horrible corporations. It's this relatively young startup company in the United States. I don't really know much about them, but they're on the right track, and their phone is great. The camera is good. It's not as good as an iPhone camera, but it's totally usable, totally solid. Been taking pictures of my new puppy with it and everything. It's great. The microphone's great. The speakers are great. I mean, it's all solid. It's not like super high end, but it's also not $1,000 phone, you see. So the phone is rock solid. And then the operating system now from EDOT Foundation is just a breeze to use. I was so shocked because there are certain apps that I like to use, like Signal, for example, or, you know, like Audible, listen to audiobooks, things like that. And I want to make sure the browser supports, you know, Brighteon and so on. So I was really pleasantly surprised to find that all my apps were easily supported, easily installed, no glitches, no problems whatsoever. And you don't use the Google Play store. So you don't have to go through Google Play at all. And that also means you don't have to have a Google account. You don't have to sign in with anything, and you don't have to turn on location services or any of that stuff. So it's completely untracked, except, of course, for the fact that the cell towers know where your phone is because of the IMEI number, so that the cell towers can deliver phone calls and SMS texts and so on. But in terms of the operating system, the smartphone features are not tracking at all. So I think that this combination, again, it's the eFoundation operating system and it's the TerraCube phone. And by the way, if you're in Europe, you can get different hardware beyond just the TerraCube. But I think this combination is ideal. And this is what phones should be: private, affordable, sustainable. It's really very simple. I mean, this is what every phone should be, as far as I'm concerned. Most people, when you buy a really expensive, usually overpriced iPhone, you can spend $800, $1,000 or more, and you're paying all that money for a spy machine that spies on you. It violates your privacy and even surveils you with government backdoors to monitor you and who knows what else it's doing, taking photos of you without your permission, listening in. The microphone is always listening. I mean, we've seen all this with the Facebook app is always listening to what your private conversations and sending all that back to Facebook. By the way, if you want privacy, don't install the Facebook app on anything. Just saying, don't install Instagram or Facebook or any of that garbage. I mean, if you want privacy, you also have to be careful about which apps you install. Just to be clear about that. But I just can't believe that people go out and pay so much money for a device that spies on them. Well, you could pay a lot less. Again, I paid $329, and this thing is great. And it doesn't spy on me. So that's my recommendation, folks. I spent, $1,500 plus? You know, I guess about $1,800 or something is what I spent for this little experiment. I bought three phones. Out of the three, this is my choice. EDOT Foundation. And that's for the operating system. And the hardware is TerraCube 2E. So I encourage you to learn about the Graphene operating system. Go to grapheneos.org. Gives you a lot of information there. Learn about how to download APK files to, you know, bypass any kind of Google Play or anything like that. You can just go to apkpure.com. Learn about F-Droid, which is also apps for the DGoogle operating systems. Learn about Aurora, the Aurora store, which is also used for apps. You don't even have to use that, but these are just things to get familiar with if you want to have a secure experience without Google spying on you. And then if you want to get one of these phones, just go to e.foundation. Let me go there now. And when it comes up, you'll see it says you can buy a Murena smartphone. That's actually the Murena TerraCube. That's the phone I'm talking about, at least in the US. And it comes with the EOS, which is a little bit of a tweaked version of Graphene, I believe. At least that's my understanding. If I'm wrong about that, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure it's the Graphene OS that's just been tweaked. Oh, and if you're in Europe, you can get a Murena Galaxy S9 that's refurbished. A Fairphone 4. So you can get some pretty high-end hardware. There's some other choices there as well. If you're in the U.S., I think TerraCube is the one choice that you have. But it was a rock-solid choice. 4-year warranty on the phone. 4 years. Pretty incredible. You can also find this at esolutions.shop. That's just the letter E followed by the word solutions.shop. And I will remind you that none of this is paid. These are not sponsors. I was not compensated in any way, and I purchased these phones myself. I just want to reiterate that because sometimes people think, oh, is this an affiliate deal? Are you making something? No. I'm just trying to help you get your privacy back. That's the whole point of this, is to get your privacy back, especially if you're involved in prepping activities. You're probably on the radar of one of these evil corporations or even the government, because they now consider buying supplies to be, you know, maybe a criminal act or something. So, or even browsing to certain websites, they might be flagging you. So get your privacy back, get off all the watch lists, and you know, keep getting prepared for all the insanity that's happening in the world without being tracked every step of the way. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. Check out my website, prepwithmike.com, for more preparedness, do-it-yourself, and how-to videos. prepwithmike.com. Thank you for listening.